I'm glad to be joined on the line by Maureen Kavanagh. She is CEO of Active Retirement Ireland, and she's telling us that there's an increase in pensioners falling into poverty likely for 2022. So to talk to us a little bit about it, Maureen, good afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, I'm very good. Tell us, Maureen, what are you fearing at the moment with the poverty coming into 2022? Obviously, things are getting a lot dearer, fuel, utility bills, all that kind of stuff. Is this what's bringing it on?
Yes, it is. We were very concerned coming into the new year that with rising prices, that pensioners are going to find life an awful lot harder. And that really with the rising price of utility bills and now food, that pensioners are going to struggle even further, particularly older people that are living on their own. And we would be asking the government to bear that in mind when they are looking at supports that need to be put in place to make sure that older people, or in fact anybody living on a small income, that they make sure that they don't fall into the poverty trap.
And that is very likely to happen, I think, as you said, for this year, especially with things have an unprecedented high with these costs. What kind of steps are you looking for the government to make?
Well, we've done some estimates, and also obviously Social Justice Ireland have done so as well. And what we're hearing is that we could see an additional expenditure out of a state pension of 500 to 600 euros a year, mm-hmm. just on to meet the rising costs of food, utility, and all those things that you need to do in order to be able to live. The €5 on the social welfare payments will be totally lost in terms of that increase.
And like really at the end of the day, these are kind of token gestures, really, €5 each time there's a budget, isn't it? Like that's not really going to make any difference, really.
It's another issue altogether, the way that €5 can be put on or taken off the pension. And again, Active Retirement Ireland, who represents 25,000 older people, has been calling for a number of years now for the government to implement the recommendations of the Pension Reform Commission, and that is to benchmark the pension against cost of inflation or against a third of the average industrial wage, and to make sure that it is protected and that the pension increases as cost of living increases, and that older people aren't at the whim of various different governments' decision to put a fiver on or to have a fiver off, that they will know for the next number of years what their pension, what their income is going to be.
And is that what the pension triple lock is about?
That's it. That's what the triple lock is about. And it's about protecting the income of people that have reached a stage in their life where this, for the majority of older people, this is their only income now when they've reached this stage of their life.
And going down, what can we expect to see so for this year? There's going to be no changes, I presume, in any more income supplements for pensioners, is there?
We haven't heard anything. I mean, the €5 went on the pension there in January, and the living alone allowance went up, which we're very grateful for. But as I said earlier, it's not going to meet the rising costs. So we will be asking the government to actually consider perhaps for a year or maybe a two-year period reducing VAT on food goods and utilities, ESB and gas bills, in order that those costs could come down, and that would go some way into alleviating some of the income issues that a lot of older people are going to have going forward. The experts are saying that the rising cost of inflation is temporary, maybe for a year, maybe for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the government does have an excess of income over expenditure. So perhaps it's time now to look at some temporary measures like reduction in VAT and that in order to help people meet the rising costs.
But if that happens there is a temporary reduction in VAT and things were to go back to normal again and that VAT is increased again, wouldn't that cause more problems again?
Well, inflation will come down, and as inflation comes down, the costs of goods will come down as
well. Yes, and so, right, that's all very fine, I suppose. But what is there anything else the government can be doing besides, you know, just increasing these supplements? Is there any other way they can sort this problem out?
Yeah, well, we think in Active Retirement Ireland, we believe that the way for the government to act is to actually set benchmark the state pension at a third of the average industrial wage. That would put the state pension currently at around 275 or so, around that figure. And so currently, even if the government puts a fiver on the pension, it's going to take the next 3 to 4 budgets before it even reaches.
Yeah.
And then if the average industrial wage goes up, so it'll still be lagging behind.
Yeah, you're playing catch up all the time, really, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and this is just like, this is just a livable income. That's all we're asking for, is for older people to have a livable income after working and contributing either through non-pay and caring duties and through paid employment all their lives.
And are the government worried that the pensionable age and that cohort of people is going to grow over the next few years?
Of course, yes, it is going to grow, and you know, nobody is denying that. We see the increase in the over 60s. We see that people are living longer. But what we do say is that now is the time to put in place pension reform. At one end of the scale, we're talking about address the issue of inadequate state pension payments at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then on the other end, start to put an auto-enrolment system in place for people coming into the workplace so that they can begin to start planning for their pension years.
Yes, yes. And I think that really is the key, isn't it? Getting people to plan and make it more, incentivise it more for people to get involved in a pension like that.
Absolutely. And in that way, then, you're approaching the issue from both sides. You're taking care of the people who, in fairness, the majority of people contributed through tax and through PRSI payments all their lives, believing that they were contributing towards their old age pension. And it also will take care of the other end, which is where we're seeing that we do need to pay for pensions in the future.
Yes, yes. Well, that sounds great, Maureen, and I really hope that things will improve on that side of things. But there is lots of other help there as well for pensioners, isn't there?
There are various different things. I mean, if you're really, really stuck, you know, there are hardship payments and that. But a lot of older people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
They want to just get an income that they can actually have some sort of quality of life on, and that they're not scrimping and saving and trying to watch every penny, or not having to make choices between putting your heat on in the morning or having to leave it till the afternoon.
Yes.
Not choices people should be making at that stage of their lives.
Yeah, well, it's hard to argue with that, really. Like, and I don't think anybody would deny people just having, you know, seeing out their last years comfortably without having to worry about the cost of buying a couple of litres of fuel or whatever it is, you know. So hopefully that will go well with you anyway. So Maureen, thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.